This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On the days when we decide, Ms. Mosquito and me, when we decide to head for parts unknown, well, some places are known, but sometimes we don't know where we're going to go until we hit the Blacktop Highway a mile and a half out from our home. It's a mile and a half out, but as the raven flies, it could be 2.5 or 3 miles, and the raven would probably still beat us out there. But anyway, on the dirt road drive, we may debate or discuss options. Will we turn left, or will we turn right when we reach Blacktop? So on a Monday morning, well, mid-morning, we turned right onto the highway. Right is west. And we were headed to the Dragoon Mountains. And as we traveled, we agreed we would go up and over those mountains to the west side, up and over through a pass at the top, you know, where it's manzanita and pinyon and junipers and oaks. And then we would descend slowly to a grassland. And what we love is the crazy mishmash of vegetation, where it seems several biotic communities meet and mix, where biotic communities clash. Oaks and mesquites and pinyons and acacias and coral beans and mimosas, junipers, desert willow, mock orange, mariola, sumacs. Oh my gosh, three species of sumacs. Hop tree, buckbrush, cacti, cactuses galore, spoons and agaves. Those are a different family, Asparagaceae. Two species nolina, two species yuccas, and a gazillion grasses. And what's wonderful is that sometimes it's all growing together. I mean, packed tight, sometimes spaced out on rocky slopes. And yes, sometimes I've been spaced out on rocky slopes. But listen, there are places where you wonder, what was Mother Nature thinking when she packed in so many plants? And it is so fun. What a hoot. You know, trying to work your way through it all. Oh, you see a flower in the distance, in the thick of it all. Here's something. There's a plant called Mimosa biencifera, that very spiny. What's the common name? Wait a minute, Bush. It's prevalent in that mix. And there could be much blood involved in a bushwhack to a flower. So, it is spring, and some species were starting to leaf out or flower, and a favorite plant of mine was blooming away in that zany botanical mix, desert buckbrush, or Ceanothus greggii. And as we descended that rocky road, that desert buckbrush was in Chihuahuan scrub, and even a few were on the edge of the grassland. What a blast. And did I mention it was blooming? Yeah, thousands of small white flowers on thick, branchy plants. Oh, my goodness. Ceanothus greggii. Ceanothus from Greek for a plant in ancient Greece, a spiny plant. Ceanothus greggii is not spiny. The specific epithet honors Josiah Gregg, who was exploring and collecting plants in the Southwest in the early 1800s. Desert. I'm having way too much fun, I'm sorry. Desert Ceanothus lives up to that common name, especially the desert part, okay? Because we saw it in desert, but also in that crazy mixed-up zone that where biotic communities clash. And from 3,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation in the borderlands, that's where you're going to find this wonderful plant. It sure likes dry, rocky slopes, and so do I. Oh! The flowers, they lead to these round seed capsules, globose capsules, that pop open. So you better time your seed gathering, my friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. How fun. I'm sure glad, you know, that we turned right when we reached the Blacktop. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.